Switch Church All Nations Christian Center in Reading. It is such an honor and a privilege for me to be here with you and to share the Word of God with you. I've had an opportunity to chat with a few people so far, and I must say that I can sense the love of God radiating through you. And we just praise God for that. And I just want to say thank you to Mike and your lovely wife, Daphne, whom I've been chatting with, and also Vivian, and of course, Robert, who's linked me in with IT. I had a bit of a problem just before I got up there, but it's all good. Thank you, God. Thank you. And we just want to thank God for the work that he's doing here in you and through you. And we pray for an overflow of his anointing upon you, because there's so much he wants to do through you. And so we just pray for that overflow of his anointing and his blessings upon you, in the mighty name of Jesus. A little bit about me. Now, my country of origin is actually Sierra Leone, but of course we've lived here for what seems like a million years. But I'm a ministry leader at All Nations in Reading. I'm also a retired chemistry lecturer. I retired in 2019, so 4 years ago, because I felt God called me to spend more time with him alone, which I couldn't do so much of when I was working, but also to spend more time in his service. And I said yes, and here I am today. I have two wonderful sons. I mean, my eldest son, Andre, some of you have met him already, and he lives in London, so he came up to Reading to accompany me here today. He was my chauffeur. So, thank you, sweetie. Love you. And my youngest son, Ryan, he's on holiday at the moment, but thank God for family. We really do thank God for family, our biological families, our spiritual families, our church families. God is a God of family. And he knew what he was doing when he ordained family. Amen. Okay, now for my message. And my question for you this morning is, what do you carry? So Rob, do I leave that with you, please? Thank you. So what do you carry? I've always been fascinated by the way in which Almighty God led and guided his people in the book of Exodus in particular. He was right in the center of their lives. And I must say, I have been particularly envious of Moses. He had the privilege of having lengthy encounters with Almighty God on various occasions. And in Exodus 24, we see that he spent 40 days and 40 nights alone with Jehovah God at the top of a mountain, during which, among other things, he received detailed, precise instructions for building the temple and the Ark of the Covenant. Detailed instructions from God. That is awesome. And in as much as I know that I'm living in the new covenant and that Christ lives in me, I must admit I still envied the degree of closeness and intimacy that Moses had with God. But then I felt led to Luke 7:28, in which Jesus said, "For I say unto you, among those born of women, there is not a greater prophet than John the Baptist, but he who is least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than he." Rob, I think that was the first slide, please. Thank you. Thank you very much. Shall we pray? So, Father God, I just want to turn this over to you. Holy Spirit, without you, I can do absolutely nothing. You are the one who empowers me, who gives me the boldness to preach your word. I invite you to have your way, Lord. May we be receptive to you. May our hearts be open to your word. May we bear more fruit and much fruit in the mighty name of Jesus. May we be transformed in Jesus' name. Amen. So back to that scripture. Among those born of women, there is not a greater prophet than John the Baptist. But he who is least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than he. So what did Jesus mean by that? Firstly, it sounds like he was saying that John the Baptist was greater than all of the Old Testament prophets. And I wondered, in what sense? Maybe it was because while the other prophets just prophesied about the coming of the Messiah, it was John the Baptist who had the privilege of preparing the way for him, of introducing him into the world. He got to see what the other prophets had only dreamt of. And he got to baptize the Son of Almighty God. Absolutely awesome. But then the second part of the verse is even more puzzling. It tells us that the least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than John the Baptist, which also logically means that the least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than the Old Testament prophets. So that begs a number of questions. Firstly, who is considered to belong to the kingdom of heaven? And Philippians 3:20 tells us that we of the new covenant are citizens of heaven. We belong to the kingdom of heaven. And so it does seem like Jesus was saying that in his eyes and because of his grace, we are greater than John the Baptist and the Old Testament prophets. If that's the case, that just blows my mind. In the eyes of God, in the eyes of God. Jesus himself said in Matthew 13:17, many prophets and righteous people longed to see the things you see and didn't see them. To hear the things you hear but didn't hear them. The thing is, I certainly don't feel like greater than Moses or Elijah or John the Baptist or any of the other prophets. Frankly, I feel completely inferior to them. So the second question then becomes, what is it that makes us greater than John the Baptist, and therefore greater than all the Old Testament prophets in the eyes of God? As I meditated on this question, I was led to the disciples. They had been hiding in a room full of fear following the crucifixion of Jesus. Then on the day of Pentecost, as Jesus had promised, they received the baptism of Holy Spirit, and bam, they were immediately and completely transformed. They were filled with courage and with power. Peter, who out of fear had denied Jesus, preached the gospel boldly, and 3,000 men were converted that day. Glory to God. And we see that the apostles went on to perform miracles, signs, and wonders through the power of Holy Spirit who lived in them. They carried his presence. Romans 8:11 tells us that Spirit, the Spirit of him that raised up Christ from the dead, that Spirit lives in you. That same powerful Spirit lives in you and in me. And it seems like in the eyes of God, that makes me greater than Moses. It makes you greater than Elijah, than Isaiah, in the eyes of God. That is so incredible and so humbling. The thing is that in the Old Testament, the Spirit came upon selected individuals for specific assignments. Example, Joshua, David, even Saul. But this was temporary. It wasn't the abiding presence of Holy Spirit. By contrast, we get to carry him wherever we go. In effect, while a selected few in the Old Testament experience visitation by Holy Spirit, we have the privilege of habitation by him. Praise God. Remember that in the Old Testament, God lived in the Ark of the Covenant during the 40-year journey of the children of Israel. In the tabernacle, only the high priest could enter into the Holy of Holies where the Ark was, and he could do so only once a year. But listen, because of the precious blood of Jesus that was poured out for us, we of the new covenant get to be the temple of God. We get to be the ark of his presence. Think about that. We get to carry his presence, the creator of the universe. We get to carry his presence. Whew. That blows my mind each and every time. Sadly, for many of us Christians, this is just head knowledge. It's up here, but it hasn't come down here. And the thing is that when this truth becomes revelation knowledge to us, and I'm sure it has become revelation knowledge to most of you here, I feel like I'm preaching to the converted, actually. When that truth becomes revelation knowledge, it changes everything. For a start, we are filled with awe and reverence. Remember that this was something none of the prophets of old experienced. What a privilege. What an honor. We just want to join the 24 elders, the four living creatures. We just want to join the heavenly hosts. We just want to bow before Almighty God in wonder and adoration. We just want to join them in singing, "Holy." Holy, holy is the Lord. God Almighty, you are worthy, God. You are so worthy. And we just fall more and more in love with Jesus. Praise you, God. Praise you, God. Secondly, it makes us want to cultivate that relationship, that intimacy with him. And we begin to partner with Holy Spirit as we become more and more aware of his presence. I just liked the way my sister here you must have, God must have put that in your heart, the prayer that you just said for the person you prayed for. That was just Holy Spirit speaking to you there, and but then you were receptive, you're open and receptive to him, and we thank God for that. So it makes us want to cultivate that relationship so we become more and more aware of his presence. Genesis tells us that Almighty God went on walks with Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden in the cool of the evening. We see from this that Daddy God's desire is to be in a relationship with us, to have fellowship with us, to commune with us. And remember that one of the reasons Daddy God gave us Holy Spirit is to empower us to spread the gospel, the good news, to show his love to the world. So we ask for help with him. We ask him for help with this, rather. Holy Spirit, who in particular do you want me to minister to today? It might be a stranger in the supermarket. It might be somebody sitting on a bench on the high street. It might be a colleague. It might be a homeless person. And even as we minister, we're dialoguing with Holy Spirit. Lord, what do you want me to say to this person? What do you want me to do? What is your heart for them, Lord? Help me to see them the way you see them. To love them the way you love them. Because remember that God loved his world so much, he sacrificed his son for each person, past, present, and future. And the thing is that each of us Christians is God's plan A to spread the gospel, to reach out to the world with his love, to impact our spheres of influence and beyond by the power of Holy Spirit whom we carry. May I share this with you? I'm currently preparing to go on a 2-week missions trip to Brazil in September. I will be going with a ministry based in the US, Global Awakening, led by Randy Clark. I don't know whether any of you know them. So I will be a part of the ministry team. I think it's about 125 of us going, very excited. The focus will be on power evangelism, specifically spreading the gospel accompanied by healings on the basis of words of knowledge received from Holy Spirit. My preparation includes soaking in the revelation that I carry his presence. That truth is absolutely paramount for me. Because the thing is that while I can sow seed, yes, I can sow seed, I can't get anyone to accept Jesus or to love him. I can't do that. And I certainly can't heal anyone. However, I carry the one who can and does. I carry him. Hallelujah. And that raises my levels of expectation. Glory to God. So I'm going out there to be a part of advancing the kingdom of God by the power of Holy Spirit that I carry. As I surrender to him, as I partner with him, I'm believing that he will use me as a vessel through which people will experience the love of God in the form of freedom from pain, blind eyes opening, deaf ears opening, sickness disappearing, people being set free from trauma. And through all of this, people will come to know Jesus, Savior, Healer, Redeemer. That is the crux of it all. For them to know Jesus. Oops, I knew this would happen. I moved too much. Praise you, God. Thank you, Lord. May we have a much greater, wherever we're at, and as I said, I'm sure I'm speaking to the converted, but wherever we're at, may we have an even greater awareness of the presence and authority of God that we carry. And may we release it to those around us. May we be more aware of what God is doing around us. Then may we align with his heart and partner with him more. May we be more aware of who we are in him. 2 Corinthians 5:21 tells us that we are the righteousness of God in Christ. Ephesians 2:6 tells us that we are seated with him in heavenly places. 1 John 4:17 tells us that as Christ is, so are we, hallelujah, in this world. Philippians 3:20, as I've read already, we are citizens of heaven. 2 Corinthians 5:20, we are ambassadors for Christ. Holy Spirit living within us enables us to live that life, to become all that we have been called to be, because each of us carries his presence. Hallelujah. May I close with the following scripture verse found in Acts 10:38. How God has anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power, so that he went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. The thing is that God has anointed us too with Holy Spirit. He has equipped us to do exactly what it says there that Jesus did. May I invite you to stand on your feet for a moment, if you can, please. Can we declare the scripture on the screen right now over ourselves? The thing is, I love making declarations. My church know me for that. Because remember that all God had to do was to speak, and the universe came into being. He spoke light into the darkness, order into chaos, resources into void. This tells me that his word carries power. So, I love to declare his word over myself, over my family, my church, my city, my nation, the globe. So what we're going to do now is to just declare the scripture over ourselves, but we're going to make it personal, please. We're going to insert us, our names into it. So for me, it would read something like, how God has anointed me, Millie Bright, with Holy Spirit and with power, so that I go about doing good and healing all that are oppressed of the devil, for God is with me. And so may I ask you now, we're going to do it together now, but please insert your names into it and make it personal. 3, 2, 1, go. How God has anointed me, Millie Bright, with the Holy Spirit and with power, so that I go about doing good and healing all that are oppressed of the devil, for God is with me. May we also make a final declaration before I let you sit down, please. One last one. That's not exactly a Bible verse, but we are just saying what God says about us. So can we just do this together? The first one, I am who God says I am. I have what he says I have. I can do all he says I can do, because Holy Spirit lives in me. I carry his presence. Glory be to God. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you very much, everyone. Thank you for listening. Thank you, God. Ooh, thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.